News. I'm John Scott. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he ran for president in the 1976 election. Greg Cluxton with a report.
As a governor and former peanut farmer, Carter began his White House bid as an underdog. He was an outspoken Baptist and connected with many Americans because of his promise not to lie following President Nixon's Watergate scandal. In 1976, he defeated then-President Ford and went on to serve a single term before losing to Ronald Reagan. While Carter's presidency was marked by double-digit inflation and a lengthy hostage crisis in Iran, many people were inspired by his post-presidential life, which included volunteer work and years of teaching Sunday school. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral will take place in Washington's National Cathedral on January 9, 2025. Flags will fly at half-staff over all government buildings for 30 days after Carter's death. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to pause the potential TikTok ban from going into effect until his administration can pursue a political resolution to the issue.
Mr. Trump's request came as TikTok and the Biden administration filed opposing briefs to the court. Oral arguments are scheduled for January 10th on whether the law, which requires TikTok to divest from its China-based parent company or face a ban, unlawfully restricts speech in violation of the First Amendment. The brief said Mr. Trump opposes banning TikTok at this time and, quote, seeks the ability to resolve the issues at hand through political means once he takes office.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Charles F. Dolan, who founded some of the most prominent U.S. media companies, including Home Box Office and Cablevision Systems, has died. He was 98. The Dow dropping 285 points, the NASDAQ composite down 144. This is SRN News. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch a formal investigation of a problem that has spanned decades. According to UCF data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, there are almost 750. And the agency says many more probably went unreported. This is SRN News. In health news, a nasty norovirus is back in full force with cases of the stomach virus surging.
The latest government data shows that cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the country. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus reported during the week of December 5th. Data from recent years shows a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the same week in December. Infection is characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. Outbreaks are often seen on cruise ships and in living situations like nursing homes and jails. Ron Taylor reporting.
Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks, the latest professional athlete whose home has been burglarized. The Star Guard's business manager says multimedia outlets there was a break-in at Doncic's home on Friday night. About $30,000 worth of jewelry was stolen. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.